One-third of the state legislature is in Washington, D.C. right now, meeting with oil and gas lobbyists. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, they're attending the annual meeting of the Energy Council, a group consisting of Alaska, 10 other states, 4 Canadian provinces, and the Venezuelan government.
Neither the Energy Council nor its affiliated nonprofit, CLEAR, has a website. They're headquartered at the same address in Dallas, Texas. And the Energy Council's filings with the government list its mission as serving as a forum for governmental entities to discuss energy and environmental policy issues. That was on full display Friday morning at the elegant Washington Court Hotel. Kansas State Senator Carolyn McGinn kicked off the conference by thanking the sponsors.
Today's luncheon is sponsored by another longtime friend of the Energy Council, Mr. Mike McGarry of the Nuclear Energy Institute.
McGinn went on.
Tomorrow's breakfast will be hosted by Sarah Tyes of Exxon Oil.
Also on the list of attendees, Bill Bracken, ExxonMobil's lobbyist in Alaska, Portia Babcock, ConocoPhillips' chief lobbyist in Alaska, Michelle Egan with the Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Nikki Martin from the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, Rick Rogers, the executive director of the Resource Development Council for Alaska. The list goes on and includes about 20 members of the legislature. Some brought spouses, others brought staffers. The Energy Council chairman is Sitka Republican Bert Stedman. Senator Stedman had the honor of introducing Billy Tazan. Tazan, a Democrat turned Republican, is also a congressman turned D.C. lobbyist. Stedman told the crowd there's something to learn from Tazan's career.
As a Democrat, he didn't have Republican opposition. Then he swapped to the Republicans and didn't have Democratic opposition. So we should all aspire to those goals, getting elected and not having opposition.
Tazan regaled the attendees, who were busy eating plates of bacon and eggs, with stories of a different Washington, of a Washington where opposing lawmakers would come together to work on energy or to fix the tax code. He's lobbying to protect certain federal tax provisions for oil producers.
But as long as we have it, there are provisions in that tax code that are critical to the production of energy in this country. And to strip them out just for the sake of saving a few billion dollars in a $16 trillion deficit situation makes little sense to me.
Some lawmakers have proposed cutting $2 to $4 billion in tax credits to the oil industry as a way to offset spending.
There's one particular provision in the code which I'm working on trying to preserve, which affects ConocoPhillips, Alaska, which is a sponsor of this organization meeting today. It's called dual capacity.
Tazan says that provision prevents U.S.-based oil companies from double taxation on foreign-earned money, meaning if they bring the money back to the U.S., they won't be taxed on it.
More and more of our companies are seeing more of their revenue from foreign sales.
Tazan is lobbying to protect federal interests. But the lobbyists in town from Alaska will have plenty of time to make the lower taxes pitch to state lawmakers this weekend. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.